Hi, it's March 28th, 2020. Coffee House, brought to you by 4Culture Radio. This is the artist D and Anne-Marie. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hey, D. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. We've made it. It's still March.
It's so long.
It's so long. This time would have been long anyway, but now
we're
in quarantine. It's longer.
It's another long week.
It has. I literally, honest to God, felt like it was Friday on Tuesday morning.
That's so bad.
I was making coffee or breakfast or something, and I honestly said to myself, well, thank God I made it to Friday again. And then later that day, it was like till 11 o'clock that I figured out.
It's Tuesday. Like, that's Tuesday. Early.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be happening that early. That's bad news.
That's what's happening in quarantine. It's that much time. There's so much time.
See, every day feels like a Sunday to me. That's like that Morrissey song, Every Day, or is it the Smiths? Oh. Every day is Sunday.
That could be.
Feels like Sunday.
I think for a lot of people, it's Sunday every day. And that's not good. Because you've got to maintain, I don't know. If we have to, I'm spewing that life coach garbage of you've got to maintain a schedule, keep going with your life. But, you know, maybe we don't have to. Maybe we should take a minute.
It's a lot of minutes, though.
There are
That's
a lot
the
of
problem.
Minutes.
It's a lot of minutes. I think downtime is great, but it's been weeks now. What the hell? Nothing's normal anymore.
Nothing at all. I think a lot of people are finding out how, I don't want to say how a lot of us live where I live, but I don't know, a lot of people's boredom and realization of the minutes, I figured that out a long time ago. And that's kind of how I live, in this boredom. And the missing of people. Do you miss people? Because you don't like people. I mean, I don't like people either, but...
I don't really miss people right now. I know it sounds terrible. If I'm missing you, I'll call you. You know, I'm really happy being in a bubble.
I am too.
And like, I get stressed out with the boys' homework and crap that we're doing. So I'm so brain dead after that. I don't want to talk to anybody anyway. I'm in that type of cycle right now.
I feel like all my life I've been waking up slowly, really slowly, to being a social person. And I think that 2020 was going to be, a lot of people sound like this too, 2020 was going to be it. We were going to do stuff. I was going to get out more, have a good time.
Yeah, I don't know.
And suddenly now life is as we were living it, or I was living it. In solitude. And now I want to go to the block parties and I want to take more Instagram photos out there in the world. And I want to volunteer and be, you know,
you want to be somebody.
I want to be
and
somebody.
Do the right thing.
Exactly. I want to be somebody.
You're better than me. You really are.
I don't know. This is really the change that I think we need. Cause it's like, this is going to drive it home for a lot of people, because that's what it's doing for me. Is like, I don't know. I probably would have not done what I wanted to, because you know, we all have great plans always.
It's true.
Always have great plans. And you're always going to say when you get back out there, you're going to do all this stuff, but you don't. And I probably would have continued to cancel things. Like last year, you know, I plan a lot of things and you end up canceling a lot of things. But this is going to really drive it home for a lot of people, because this is going to last long enough that we're going to be able to say to ourselves later, remember the coronavirus. Shit's getting real. Shit was real. And you could say, you know, I better do this now, or could be another coronavirus.
Yeah, it's going to mutate to something else. We're screwed.
That's what we were saying last night on our Instagram live stream about mutations. I think, because I thought of that this last week. Like, what if it starts to mutate into something worse? Not to add more, more good news.
It's because people aren't behaving. They're out there doing their own thing anyway.
No.
I don't know. Infecting, reinfecting. Mm-hmm. Well, people are getting reinfected, you know, in China.
I heard. And that's...
It's like, oh, yeah, you had it and beat it. You got it again. What is this?
It won't leave us alone.
Is it the same strain? Is it something new? What's going on? What is it?
Now, there's a virus that's literally trying to kill us. Like one that you recover from within months, and it comes back within months.
It's like, bitch, I ain't done with you.
That is fascinating. It's fascinating.
We're going to get like the corona shot with our flu shot next year.
I'm sure.
Maybe.
Yeah. We need a shot for this, and for sure.
It's not going to be good for all strains, but for most.
Yes. Well, like the flu shot. It'll probably end up to be yet again another flu thing. I mean, we're not comparing it to that, people. I said weeks ago that it's a really bad flu, and I meant that because
I said it too.
In my world, a flu can kill you. You know, I think a lot of people don't think flus can kill you, but that's my germophobic ass believes that a flu can kill you too. So
I got the old people around me, so like exactly. Yes, it's always a dangerous thing. The flu can kill you, sure.
So that's I mean it when I say this is a really bad flu. Yeah, because it's flu like and it can kill you just like the flu, but it's killing a lot of people.
And this is no fun.
It's no fun, and we need to stay the F inside. F it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I might even clean my bathroom today. That's how serious this is.
Wow.
Shit.
Quarantine has lasted so long. You're cleaning your bathroom.
It's about time. It's about time. It's pretty gross. But yeah. It's time to take care of things. But I must say, like with our lives that we've been doing, we're seeing people I wouldn't normally talk with all the time. It's a nice thing, actually. Some community building is going on online.
You're seeing people you haven't seen since 2011.
I don't want to see you in person, but I'm going to see you online.
That's fine. I think that's fine. At least we're seeing them. There's so many people now. We have so many people in this world that we need to see. Online is the way to do that. And I'm glad that people are getting on to these platforms, because that's going to be one of the good changes. I was just listening this morning about change is always hard, and I made some notes. Let's see, what did my notes say?
It was this important.
It was something I had to tweet later. Yes, change always breaks open and is painful. It always births something new, though. And newness is painful. Newness always costs something, but from that comes great fun things, which I think is true, that finally all the old people will know how to use Zoom because they had to do it for work.
Now they can communicate with people like they couldn't before.
They figured out Google Hangouts, they figured out Skype, they figured out Microsoft Teams.
Oh, fuck, please. Please.
Sore subject, folks. Sore subject.
Oh, I just tweeted him today. We'll see what happens. Please.
We're figuring out all this stuff. I think a lot of people who... I think it's like a double-sided good thing here is that people have learned and proven that they can work from home, a lot of people.
Yes.
And then in turn, I think some of those people, I hate to say it, but realized how much they enjoy working around colleagues in an office sometimes. So if we can like get off of this and like have a mix of that, that would be fun.
Just got to create that nice mix.
Because more people, you know, can go back and say, you know, maybe I could work from home every couple days. Because remember how good it was, how much work I got done during the coronavirus.
Coronavirus!
It's getting real.
Everybody find that video and you'll understand.
Yes. If you haven't watched the Cardi B video, you need to for complete reference to Coffee House. Or else you just think we're out of our minds. I've already seen it places. What are you going to do when this is all over? What's the one thing you want to do? The big thing.
I don't know. What's the big thing I want to do? It changes day to day, D. I'm sorry.
That is true. It does. Yes, one day it's like, get my husband out. Next day it's get my kid out.
Jesus. God, I can't handle it.
For you, you're probably like, I want to spend some time alone.
Listen. My husband went to the office today. I'm having a good morning.
That's wonderful.
It's lovely having him home.
Yes.
Oh, man. Exactly. It's nice having him not home, too. I'm sure he feels the same having me around all the time. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, I think those in quarantine with each other are going to need a quarantine away from each other. I like the one post that said, when this is all over, it was from an essential worker, from a nurse or someone. When this is all over, could we go into quarantine for a few months while you guys get things rolling?
It's like, yeah.
Let's just trade places. Yeah, I waver too. I'm like, sometimes I just want to buy a dozen donuts. That's what I'd like. And eat a box of donuts.
Put your face in.
Put my face in.
Yeah.
Whole face in the box.
What kind of donuts, D?
I want like fancy donuts. Like, we can't, you just
right, we're talking like custard filled, you know, I mean, like that, I think that just, that really
no
makes a difference.
It does.
Like, what's a fancy donut?
Well, a fancy donut is not a grocery store bought donut, not even from the bakery of a grocery store. So it's more like, you know, an actual Dunkin' Donuts, or we have, it's called Pink Box Donuts here. There's a lot of donut.
I'm not familiar.
There's a lot of donut shops here, and I'd love and they have, you know, wonderful, moist, happy donuts. And I don't
you
like.
You said moist.
I said, I'm sorry. That's not. We've discovered that's not a word that Anne Marie is fond of.
Moist.
I don't like the custard filled.
Really? What's the matter with you?
I like jelly filled, just not custard filled.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. All right, that could actually work out for us. We can get a box, yeah. And then we could just split accordingly.
It seems like we're like the perfect hangout people with everything that we've come to terms with as far as food. You eat the other thing that I don't eat. This is the same thing with the box of chocolates. It was the same thing. So, and now we know the sweet and spicy. You take the spicy. Sounds
this works
like
out.
It works. Yes, we have no problem eating together. This is exciting. Yes, I like because
to celebrate
custard. It's there's something. I mean, talk about moist freaking you out. Custard freaks me out when it starts oozing out of this donut, and then it gets on you. It's just no.
You don't like ejaculating donuts? What's the matter?
That's exactly what's happening, and I don't.
I mean, really?
And it's cold. It's just not right. See, it's not the right type of ejaculant. It's just not.
Ejaculant.
Because there are so many types.
Oh, boy.
My favorite donut is a blueberry, like just a blueberry donut. You know, the
I've never had.
Never? Oh. Or the chocolate donut, like a chocolate donut.
I'm not a big donut person.
Mm.
And like, I used to like cupcakes, but then they had that trend where they don't ice the top completely. They put 6 pounds of icing and it's in the middle and you can still see the edge of the cupcake, and it pisses me off.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You better ice the whole goddamn top of the cupcake.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the edge.
I don't know nothing about that. I want my top iced.
That's the trend. I don't like it. Mm. Nope.
Yeah. Well, New York is famous for it's the cupcake capital of the world, practically. Everybody wants a cupcake.
We have the Magnolia Bakery.
Oh, Magnolia.
Famous. Magnolia, famous for its cupcakes and things, yeah.
No, I'm not a fan of a cupcake because of the actual cup of the cake. I like the top. I'm like Elaine on Seinfeld. I'd be eating the top of the muffins or the cupcakes, but I don't like the bottom.
I'm going to share the picture of a cupcake that has the top visible, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, I need to know about this. Live on
it
air.
Really just, we need I don't to know. I should probably get therapy for this, but right now I'm just going to bitch about it.
We've all got something. It's we all have our problems. Oh, what the hell is going on there?
Look, see how much icing is on top, and you can still see the edge of the top layer. I don't like that.
So it's actually more like a flat cupcake, like that. It doesn't even have a mountain on top. The actual top is just all icing.
Right, you'll get the mountain of cake in a muffin, not in a cupcake anymore.
Oh, that's not how this is supposed to work. No.
Yeah, it's 6 pounds of icing, and it doesn't cover the whole goddamn thing. Nope.
Yeah, that doesn't even seem to work with, you know, I'm flavoring it out in my mind, biting into that. It wouldn't mix appropriately. You need it dripping over so you get that icing bite with the cake.
Ugh, I don't know. This is just
The picture I'm seeing, folks, is just like let's have a cupcake and icing separately, practically.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at their stuff, they have beautiful cupcakes. Beautiful.
I'm sure.
Just not iced to my liking.
Gorgeous. I have a lot of things on my post-apocalyptic to-do list, but donuts are at the top. That's where I'm going to leave that.
I'm going to have a donut for you. Problem is I have to go out and get it.
Yeah, that's why I said in my Instagram, I can't have a donut till this is all over, because people are touching your donuts. They're fondling the holes. We don't need that.
Fondling the holes. Yes.
Whoever knew there was so much of reference. We've got donuts and cupcakes, and there's holes and ejaculant and custard and moist. It's all there in the donut product.
It's crossed the line. It's just, that's what we do. We cross the line often, on Coffee House.
Often crossing said line.
Damn it.
You got to have some fun in these times of quarantine. And
how do you have fun, D? Because I need it. Let me tell you. I really need it. Bad.
You've got to be a little psychopathic. Just
easy.
That's why I've always had fun alone. Because you always have to be able to entertain yourself. See things. You know. Talk to yourself. I think you understand.
I get it.
It's what I do. It's fine. It's fine.
Everything's fine. It's fine.
And then we're getting a stimulus check.
That's the rumor.
This is the rumor, but what a wah-wah.
They're going to give you a little bit of money so you could be happy. I should get about $2,500 for my family, I think.
That would be, That
covers nothing.
Right.
But that's okay.
That's what they're saying. It's like the folks down south, they're fine. Midwest, great. But West Coast, East Coast, that's $1,200 one time. That was the kick in the ass there. One time. What are you going to do with that?
I don't know.
I can't.
The unemployment benefits are nice. I think I'll actually qualify as a independent contractor. I could probably get unemployment now.
That's good. Good news.
Who knows?
Yeah, we're not there yet with our state. I think they've expanded the unemployment benefits for those who can get it. Like, they get more, but not us. Not those of us whom are self-employed, independent contractors.
You get a slap on the wrist and go, you should have joined the company when you had the chance.
Should have. And then they take the, they were figuring it on the previous tax year, which is like, well, that's great. You could have done really well last year, but sucked this year, or right. Almost sucked this year. So, yeah, $1,200 one time is not good. I'm hoping that comes with mortgage forgiveness, rent forgiveness. I think we need to get there.
That's the rumor. It's supposed to. Well, in New York, we have it. I think for.
Oh, good.
3 months. I don't know.
That's good.
3 months. I think I'm not really sure now.
We do not have that yet. And all I got from from the bank was, don't worry, we're open. We've cleaned everything so you can pay your bills.
Please bend over. That's what Please that bend is. Over.
Yes. Yeah. I love all the passive aggressive emails and that I'm hearing out there of all the renters, property managers who are like, don't worry, we're here accepting your timely payment.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're there. Would prefer you to, not be. Go home.
Or just so you know, we're staying on brand during this crisis. We're still a community.
Yes.
I don't give a shit.
If I hear one more time the quote of out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
I get one particular business, that's every email they send almost on a daily basis, that's their first paragraph, out of an abundance of caution, and this never before seen pandemic. Never before seen.
Yeah, that's just a disclaimer to say we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Unprecedented.
We're gonna make some mistakes. I'm so tired.
I'm tired of that. Yes. If you could just, that's probably why it's a one-time payment, because they don't want people to think that it's going to go on, because they're trying to fool us right now. I mean, the psychology is all over the place with this government specifically about, well, we'll open by Easter or we'll open in 30 days.
Yeah. On one hand, it's like that little glimmer of hope that they're giving you.
Yeah. Well,
we ain't there, folks.
No. I mean, if you're listening to anyone with a brain in their head, it's going to be months.
Yeah.
At least. Months is in, three, at least.
I don't want to be inside 3 months.
And like you said, it's because people can't behave themselves. They can't follow along. There is literally a lawsuit from several groups of Americans who are saying that the virus orders are challenging and trampling on their freedoms. And they're arguing with the shutdown.
Yeah.
This is all I needed to see to finish my thought that I had a couple weeks ago of Americans are so stupid. And freedom oriented, of the freedom they think is freedom, that isn't really.
Right.
They literally would say, I want my freedom even if it's going to kill me.
Right. I don't get it.
It's not, a virus is not your fellow man.
I mean, it's something that can kill or kill someone you love. Mm-hmm. And these are precautions we are taking to protect all. Stop bitching.
And then they release these statements about like the task force on the news every day. That one doctor said they're concerned about the spike in the Midwest. They're not sure why. Well, because they're going to church. That's why. Because they're afraid. Yeah. Because they're pissed off that the virus is trampling on their freedom.
They were just observing New Orleans having a spike. I mean, does that have anything to do with Mardi Gras, perhaps?
Probably.
What's going on? Stop gathering people.
People are ruining it for everyone. They're prolonging it.
That's it. You're prolonging the damn thing. Maybe we'll be done faster if you stay home.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
I get it's hard to stay home. I get it.
All of us, yeah. Nobody, even the people that want to stay home don't want to stay home.
Who the hell wants to sit home with everybody? Nobody.
Nobody.
We got to do it.
And it's only going to increase, and that'll make Americans especially really pissed off when they're, you know, saying don't go to parks, or they're going to start limiting grocery store lines, you know, to like 25 in at a time or something ridiculous.
They've started that here.
Yeah. They've done it here in the mornings with the old, they're calling it the golden hour.
Aw, that's cute.
It's better than the old people time, yeah.
Come on in for old people time.
Yes, no, come on in for golden hour. Get your and eggs it's
the,
before
everybody
it's
else. At the crack of dawn. These poor people can't sleep in.
No, not even in that, a kick in the pants. You live to be 90 years old. A plague that makes everyone stay in, and you still can't sleep in.
No, you got to get up to go 6 to 7 a.m. to ShopRite. Nope. Sorry. No resting.
No resting. No resting for anybody. But they've all...
Just a different world. We're in a different world now, folks.
We are. And I'm watching the news because they've... You know, I saw this in China in January. I saw all those reports. And that's why it's amazing to see people realizing it now. I don't think I've said this before. Apologize if I did. But I noticed like a lot of people on social media, one day specifically, they all posted like, oh my God, we knew about this in January. I'm like, well, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Nobody took it seriously. Nobody, and they thought what I thought. Wow, that looks pretty bad. Hope it doesn't come here. That would suck.
Boom.
I saw all those articles with all those pictures of all the Chinese testing fevers and the masks that they were wearing and the hazmat suits. And that's all I thought was, that would suck if we had to do that. Hope they get that shit under control. And I went on with my life and didn't buy any toilet paper.
Today you pay the price. You can't get toilet paper or eggs.
No eggs. But I do have my Almond Joy coffee creamer.
It's good.
Thanks to Anne Marie. It is good. It's subtle. There's nothing really that punches me about this.
Listen, it's subtle because you're doing the mandatory
two
tablespoons. You give a little more, you got some happy Almond Joy flavor.
Well,
right now you've got the hint of coconut, which is nice, but exactly. You want to be like candy bar mess in your coffee. Put it in there.
All right. After the show, I'm going to have another cup of coffee and I'm going to dump it. Dump that shit in there.
Then you'll go into a diabetic coma. That's good.
You won't hear from me for a couple of weeks. It's all right.
Oh, no. I'll feel bad.
I know. It's okay. I'm good. I'm fine. I can take it. I can take it, Emery.
All right, good.
So remember, the virus is not a person. It's not trampling on your freedom, folks. It's a virus. It's not like you.
Yeah, the virus will dictate how things will go. Yes.
The virus will.
That's the gist of the story.
And as far as the countdown stuff, like in the paper, they even have a countdown of like, it's 20 more days until the governor's stay-at-home order expires.
And that's, really?
Like the psychology of that's incredible.
That's not a good, I don't like that. That's not,
yeah.
It's not safe.
I think it isn't, but it is because, I mean, imagine if you told these people it will be 3 months until you need to stay home for 3 months. I think they'd just fuck off.
Yeah.
They'd say the hell with you. I think people need this. In little dribs and drabs that they get to Easter and they're like, oh, okay, it's not done yet. We'll have the rest of the 30 days, and then 30 days, another 30 days. Okay, well, another 30 days. Start the clock again.
Yeah, but my concern is that you make it to Easter, and then people just aren't going to believe you that you have to go back in your cave.
It's true. It's very difficult. On a PR standpoint, from the government angle, it's very difficult to control people or get them to believe anything you're telling them.
I don't know what the answer is. I think a countdown is scary.
It is.
But you said we were done.
You said we're done.
That's what you're going to get.
You will. You'll get a lot of that. You said it was, and I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with what you first said. I don't care what facts you're presenting with me now.
And we feel fine.
We feel fine. Grandma's dead, but we feel fine. It's great.
Jesus Christ.
As they cover the dead body, his last words were, "It's a hoax."
That actually happened to somebody. I believe it. That's one of those told you so situations.
That's why everybody who's, I don't want to say celebrating, because of course we don't want to be celebrating the deaths or the people that get viruses. But like Boris Johnson got it after saying, shake as many hands as you want. It's fine. He's fine. And all of our other great leaders seem to be coming down with, and everybody's like, so look at that. Looky there. But it doesn't matter, because they still don't get it. They still walk around shaking hands. It's not like they're suddenly changing their mind. It's getting the virus for these folks does not change their mind. They're just as much of an asshole as they were.
Well, because they don't have an extreme case of it. Mm-hmm. They're not on their back.
Mm-hmm. That's
needing
true.
The ventilator. I think yes. that's such a spectrum with this virus.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the probably even worse is if they get it and it's the light case of it. And then they're like, what's everyone complaining about? They don't have any sympathy or empathy.
Oh, you're in the hospital. That's because you have something. That's why you had an underlying disease. No. Not always, folks. No,
not always. And that's what scares everybody else now, at least for me, is healthy people are dying.
Yeah.
I'm like, get away from me. That's
then
not
you
good.
Have the idiots who do things on YouTube and end up getting sick because they're licking toilets.
The toilet licker. An Instagram influencer.
What do you say to that, D?
I have a bit to say about that. I think it's all, well, this particular case was a TikTok personality. I'm sorry, I said it was an Instagrammer. Lord, no, it was a TikTok personality. He had posted footage of himself licking a toilet. In a public toilet bowl on an online challenge, because of course that was an online challenge. Along
who the hell thought of that? Really?
These idiots. Same
put
with
your face where someone puts their ass in vagina. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's the rim. They're on the rim of the toilet bowl.
That's the worst rim job ever.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Upon further research, this guy was also involved in the ice cream licking challenge, where people go into convenience stores and lick all the ice cream.
What a dick.
Hope he didn't do that after he licked the toilet
bowl. That's a sin.
That is a sin. He was arrested, I think, twice. I know he was arrested or apprehended, at least, for the ice cream thing, but... Now he posted a photo from the hospital saying he had tested positive for coronavirus.
Surprise.
I would like to think that it's all a hoax, that it's a setup. Because I know these social influencing people that prior to licking the toilet, I think he cleaned it. But then yet again, these are dumb kids, literally. So maybe not. I'm sure somebody who did the challenge didn't clean it first, but if I was doing this for attention, you damn well believe I cleaned that first. And also the hospital thing, I have seen influencers who tried to get more attention off of a hospital stay. Like they ended up going in for blood work or something, and they like milked those photos for weeks, saying that so-and-so was in the hospital, and all their fans went, you know, ape shit. Like, oh my God, we love
you. That's no fun. What the hell?
That's no fun either. So I think, so that's the first place my mind went with this guy is he was just, he's in the hospital for something else, and he connected the two and now is getting even more attention.
Ooh, I want to know. We have to research.
Because I know that he posted, like when they took him in, that's how I remember this particular one, because I saw the video. He basically milked the entire thing of being taken in by the cops and how funny it was to him. And he posted, you know, thing after thing about that and in a humorous way. Man. So it's all just, it's all clicks. It's all, what do they call it? Clout? Is that what the kids are saying?
Remember clout? The clout thing? Yeah, clout.
Yeah.
I just fear for the impressionable ones who go ahead and start licking toilets. Yes.
And don't clean it first.
And get sick. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's really, it's really disgusting. Although some people,
I don't know what to say.
Some people do have a fetish for licking toilets, you know, Anne-Marie.
Wow.
I promised you.
Please, please tell me. I am ready to learn, teacher.
There is a community of people out there, just like everything else has a fetish in this world. There are people who enjoy licking, being forced to, usually, lick toilet seats.
Being forced.
Yes. Okay. So it's a dom situation where you have them clean the toilet with their tongue. Mm-hmm. And it's just to say, just as disgusting as like licking licking the bottom of a shoe is a thing.
Okay.
there are many out there who enjoy that shame. Because that's what it's kind of linked to, a shame fetish.
Wow.
And they love it.
Wow.
There's your education.
To each their own.
There's your fetish education of the morning.
Yeah. It's another world that I'm not familiar with. I'm not sure if I ever want to be familiar with it.
No. It's not a world that I care to be involved in, but I know those folks. I respect those folks. Whatever you want. But just always keep that in mind. You never know where somebody's mouth has been. Literally.
Yeah. Give me a kiss. No. Mm-hmm. No. No.
Just like these handshakers. You just don't know. This is even before quarantine. I'm a happy, lifelong germaphobe. I know what people do with their hands. I mean, especially me. I know people. And their hands. I know people in their mouths, clearly. So I know if you're alone and you've got a pair of hands, you do things. So.
Oh, God. I'm going to clutch my pearls.
Clutch your pearls. Never shake another hand again. That's what I wish. That would be a lovely thing for this coronavirus to have done, is do away with handshaking. I know it's not going to happen, but if we could go to fist bumps and elbow bumps for the rest of our existence in an advanced 21st century society, that'd be wonderful.
Just wave. Hi.
I like the bowing. Let's bow.
Bow to me. Okay, that's fine. But how about just wash your damn hands?
There is that.
We have this awareness now. We have to wash your hands, wash your hands. We didn't wash our hands before, apparently.
And will we continue doing it for 20 seconds when this is all done?
Hmm.
I will.
Interesting.
I think that's an interesting thing I learned, was the 20-second rule.
But why 20 seconds? Where did that come from?
That's a good question.
Who decided 20 seconds was the way to go?
I would hope it was some researcher, but of course it was probably some idiot on Twitter.
Someone created this rule. I don't know.
And then I wonder, like, because I would, we need a scientist. Get us a scientist on the show. I want to know why. I have so many questions. Why 20 seconds on the hands? But, like, what are you supposed to do in the shower? Like, you don't wash your body for 20 seconds either. I mean, you don't spend that much time washing every part of yourself. And then, like, why is it just humans? Like, skin. Why is skin and hand skin taking 20 seconds, but you wash dishes? You don't wash dishes for 20 seconds on every fork and knife and spoon.
You're a wise person.
I have a lot of questions about this 20 seconds. Yeah.
Does it depend on what you're using to wash?
That's the other question. is like dish soap, it is antibacterial, but versus, you know, hand soap, which is more versed for your hands.
What if you're using antibacterial hand soap?
Because and that's the, I saw a lot of like diagrams, like they showed a doc, like how a surgeon washes their hands, like top and bottom.
Yeah.
And wrists and all that. And it's saying that because we literally don't get to those places, like especially on the top, if we just do it, you know, the normal way, quick way. But that still brings me back to like, well, what if you're washing your entire self? You're not taking that much time. So it's a good curious question for the scientist we won't have on.
We are disgusting creatures.
This I knew.
We are gross.
As long before this, I knew what people did with their hands. I knew what they licked. I knew the human ashtrays. And I knew the coffee tables. There's nothing wrong with that.
Human ashtrays are interesting. That's an interesting idea.
I don't think we can even cover human ashtrays.
It's a separate show.
If you're really interested, open an incognito browser and type it and search. Don't put that stuff out there on the regular browser, because then you'll start getting ads.
Facebook will find out
that literally last night we had that conversation about your son's toothbrush on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Literally, the minute I went back to Instagram, there was an ad for a toothbrush.
That's creepy.
Bullshit that they don't listen to us. They listen. Because I have not searched for toothbrushes nor done any other toothbrush-related Googling.
Jesus.
They're all over.
That's creepy.
It's creepy. What's more creepy is when you think of things and then they pop up.
It's like, because
that happens too. It's like, wait a minute. I don't think I talked about this out loud. And here it is.
No, it's connected. It's nothing is sacred.
We will find out we're all living that Robin Williams AI life, that movie where he's got a recorder in his head.
Oh, I didn't see that either, D.
Oh, that was the Bicentennial Man, I think.
Oh, I have to add the list again. Yeah. You know, list is getting huge.
It is. That's a good one. Is that one? Let's see. Yeah, I think so. No, that's not it. No, that's when he is a robot. He is a robot in that. Here's the one that he records. He's got everybody in the world can have a implant in their head that records their entire life. And then at the end of their life, they take it out and they make a good memorial movie out of it.
Oh, it becomes accessible to other people.
Yes. And then he finds out, because he is an undertaker in this film, where he's the one who takes the film out and goes through the person's life and picks out all the happy moments to put onto their funeral video. But then he suddenly finds out that he himself, as a child, was implanted with this, and he didn't even know it. So on his memory is everyone else's memories and his own unhappy life, and it's a great movie.
That's very interesting. I think I'd like that.
I think so, too. I need to find out what that is.
Wow. No. There's that, my Saturday night.
I love a good, sad Robin Williams movie. Not much of for his comedy, but...
He was a good actor.
He was.
A lot of good roles.
He was. That and One Hour Photo is my favorite. Have you seen that one?
I did see that one. I love
that
one.
That was good, too. What the hell was that? I must find. I must find. Yeah, the only funny Robin Williams movie I like is The Birdcage. I don't like any... I don't like Aladdin. I don't like Jumanji.
No, it wasn't for us. We weren't the audience for that.
I love when you do Robin Williams movie in Google, it's like where he does this, where he does that, where his son dies.
It's like, Jesus.
Funeral. Sorry, film director. Oh, that. Oh, The Final Cut. There we go.
Oh.
Final Cut in 2004. Okay. So add that to your list. The Final Cut.
No, I think I'll have to watch. This is going to advance to the top.
This is good. It's good. Yeah, we haven't had a lot to watch this week. We've been busy.
I've been busy fighting with Microsoft Teams. And I ask me what else I'm doing. I don't know. I have no idea. I've gone to the supermarket more times than I can count.
More times than you should.
I think because, yeah, and then I should, well, yeah, actually, but we're actually home eating everything that I'm buying. So right. It's just, we're just consuming.
Exactly.
So like I legit run out of milk. I don't have storage space to stock up on anything.
Yeah. Well, the perishables, you just, there's no room.
It sucks.
I thought I was doing really well because I went on Monday and that was, quote, the last time I was going to go for a while. And then on Friday, I went out again and I said, well, I haven't been there for a few weeks. who remembers? I'm like, oh, God, that was Monday. That was Monday. I've lost all track, all consciousness.
I'm sorry.
It's all gone. But this last, the Friday, it was the last time too for a while. But you run out of stuff. And it's always, I don't have any eggs and I've given up on eggs. But I think, you know, even though I've got stuff that could get me through, even just because the fact that it's out there available, it makes you want to just go and make yourself happy and get what you really want, get what you really need. Like you can live without eggs, but you still want to keep trying. You want to try to find some.
Because it's one of those things you're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. Yes. In a crisis.
Because that's...
Snowstorm. What is it? Milk, bread, and eggs,
milk,
right?
Bread, and eggs. Exactly. And everybody's got the eggs. I don't know what they're doing with them, but they've got them. I'm glad that they have them. I wonder what they're doing.
Ship you eggs.
Ship me eggs.
I got to bake with them, man. I got to get ready. We're going to color eggs. We're
going
to do amazing things. We're going to bring joy and happiness to my kitchen.
It's exciting. The peeps. You're going to grow some peeps?
I got to get to CVS and buy some peeps.
But no, you shouldn't.
The growing...
You shouldn't. That's the thing.
I have to wait for the next prescription to be due. And when I go for that, I will
head
down the aisle.
Yes, be responsible. Tell people exactly how this is going to work. You're not just going to go run out and get peeps. Irresponsibly.
So when I get the little text saying, your prescription's ready, I'm going to go out. Get the prescription and pick up peeps because they're right there.
They're right there. Absolutely. They're right there. And by then they'll be on sale probably. Although they probably already are. And according to our wonderful listener, Carol, you can get them with your extra care bucks. It's great.
Yeah. I got to check my receipt.
I don't do anything. I don't look at that 6 foot long receipt ever. I've never.
You could load your coupons on your app. Come on.
I probably have so many bucks Care Bucks.
CVS is not a sponsor of Coffee House.
But it should be.
But it should be.
And it really should be. We could really make some good content with CVS ads. Could talk about Peeps. Could talk about any holiday. We're the show for them.
We really, I'm thinking now, I got to get a chocolate bunny. Because the Easter crap that I do for my child, it's for me. It's for my benefit.
Usually.
He doesn't really care about a chocolate bunny, but I want him to have one. But there's a particular one that he has to get, and it's bunny big ears. And it's a little tiny bunny, and its ears are about 9 inches long.
I'm familiar with bunny big ears.
It's got to be that one. Other bunny is going to work.
And it's totally for you.
Yeah, it's all about what I need to have.
I can totally see his reaction. He's like, fuck the big ears. What the
fuck? Every year. And I do it for, you know, the Roman Catholic Easter and the Greek Easter. We're getting bunny big ears twice.
Wow.
For me.
Wow. But, you know, to sound old for a moment, when he grows up, he'll say, Mom always got me bunny big ears.
It's true.
And that'll mean something.
He's going to force it onto his children.
Yes. Exactly. My mother got me bunny big ears. I'm getting you bunny big ears. So sit down and shut up.
Shut up. It's a tradition. Shut up.
It's what we do. What? Why?
There is a flaw in the bunny big ears design, though, because if you look at the ears, one is supposed to be folded. Mm-hmm. And if that ear were to unfold, it would be like several inches longer than the other.
Which is why it's folded, because bunny big ears is a freak.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
You break open the ears and you fill it with peanut butter.
Oh, there's a life hack.
just letting you know that tidbit. Oh,
now see, that makes me want bunny big ears.
See,
I did not want any hollow bunnies until you told me I could fill them with peanut butter.
This one you could fill with peanut butter.
And
just
I've got
the perfect shape.
I've got a lot of peanut butter right now.
Reason number 235 why your pants don't fit.
I'm going to have to go to CVS for hair dye. That's essential, isn't it?
that's a big deal.
So I don't think I have any prescriptions due, but I do need to go for hair dye. Maybe I'll pick up a bunny. The next time I venture out into this world apocalypse, because every time I come back, it's like a hazmat situation. Strip down, bleach yourself.
I'm the only one without a mask in the stores. I got to get one.
But there is none to get.
It's so weird.
It is. I noticed that this is the first time. Friday was the first time I saw the majority of people had masks and gloves. I did not.
I had the gloves. They were purple. It was cute.
Are they just gloves or rubber?
They were the latex gloves that you get from your doctor's office. My husband had an appointment, so he took gloves and got himself a mask.
That's
but
good.
You know, only one mask for himself, not for anyone else.
As you all sit together with the apocalypse upon you and him in his mask, he'll be just like, well, you should have got your own. I'm going to be fine. You guys are screwed.
And that's family.
That's family. Yes, Easter is the 12th of April, so we've got 2 weeks to talk about Easter.
Yeah, I got to start baking, man. That's it.
Well,
I got back to back Easters. I'm going to be missing out on the lamb on a spit experience.
Oh,
I think that's okay, though.
I guess we can miss 1 year.
We could miss a few years. It's all good.
A few years of lamb.
Who wants the tongue? It's like, no. It's who.
Well, we know I won't be doing any baking. No eggs. Not that I'd be baking it. I don't need me eating any sugar. Sugar's bad. I do want to bake some bread. I know. I know how you feel.
You just finished talking about donuts. Get the hell out of here. Sugar's bad.
Sugar's bad unless you eat a dozen donuts in one sitting. Once a quarter.
Suck the jelly out the inside of a donut and put it back. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. There's a talent.
Thank you.
And you haven't seen many Cadburys out there, though, so it's sad.
No, only sad. Once a few weeks ago, and I purchased 4. I had one, which was, you know, okay. And then my son stole the remaining 3. What's that about? I put them in the freezer, and you open it up expecting a happy treat one day. You really wanted one, and they're gone.
Worst. That's the worst.
He had it for breakfast.
It's a balanced breakfast.
That's what happens here. I've given up.
You've given up.
It's quarantine time. What are you eating? I don't know. Okay.
You've just given up.
Because I'm not cooking 3 meals. I'm not doing it.
No, I can't with turning around. Well, I don't eat 3 meals, but even one is just turn around and the sink's full of dishes and pans. And I cannot. Even this morning, there's a pan in there. It's a pan. I don't want it. Someone do
I woke up to that
dishes.
Too. I'm like, really?
And it's just me. So
I no one was going last night at 11. Well, you know.
I got nobody to blame. Which is, it's even worse when the house is full of people, because then you got all those people and dishes really do appear. You know, it's even worse.
You need
with
paper
people.
Plates.
I need paper so, plates. Yeah. It. Your plates. Although, and every time I go to like warm something up, like on a paper towel, I'm like, should I be using a paper towel for this? Are paper towels sacred now?
That has changed my microwaving experience.
Well, I have these fabulous little turkey sausage patties. I've really stocked up on those. But they're microwavable, so I usually just put them on the paper towel. But every time I go to do that now, I question.
You don't have the inventory to do such things anymore.
Exactly. Even though paper towels is one thing that I think I'm pretty well stocked on, but and if we go into month 3 with no toilet paper, I guess I'll be in trouble.
This sucks.
It really does. And knowing that, you know, I know people, they're still of that mindset. I mean, even the people that tell us what we should be doing and have a brain in their head, still kind of say you should only get as much as you need for like a couple weeks. But really, I think that honestly, you should get something, you know, enough for 3 months.
You can't get just what you need because no one else is doing that.
Right. And I want to stay out at least for a couple weeks. So I get the 3 juices and the 3, everything I can get in 3s, I get.
Oh, we got the limit 1 thing going on over here.
Even with
the
like,
milk and the
with,
juice.
With
yeah.
juice, too. Oh, that's
scary. Limit 1.
That's scary.
At least one store did.
I don't need to see that. That's what like, I was.
Come on.
That's why I was kind of not interested in the whole egg situation, because it's limit 2. And that's all I need, just to have 2 egg cartons.
There was no limit on coffee creamer.
No.
Just saying.
Thankfully, coffee and coffee creamer. We can live on that. Some people do.
I bought a beautiful 24 pack of coffee on sale.
Wow.
And I found out it was hazelnut. So we're going to see how this works. It was not what I thought it was.
Now that's
a little bit of stress.
That could be a big mistake when it's a 24 pack.
It's a 24 pack. I mean, I have the hazelnut creamer, so it will go together. Mm. But it's maybe, I don't know. It's going to mess with my coffee creamer selection.
You do the pods, though, right? The little
I do
those. Yeah, you don't make you don't do the coffee maker thing.
No, I'm too damn lazy. I mean, I think even the pods take too long. I'm like, come on, I'm making my freaking coffee.
That's why I don't do them. I think that takes too much effort. I just want to make my coffee.
It's a pain in the ass. Then you got to wash the coffee pot. Come on. Oh.
Every now and then.
Everything's hard.
Everything's so difficult. Even when we're trapped inside with nothing to do, we still don't want to wash the coffee pot.
It's worse.
Well, you know, in the meantime, you could just, you can find some comfort and solace. Be a coffee table.
Be a coffee table.
Clean your clean your toilet and then lick it if you really you're into that. Be an ash, be an ashtray. Whatever makes you happy. Just make sure you do it safely. Practice safe toilet licking. Just like safe sex. It's very important. Now more than ever.
Oh, yeah, you ain't kidding.
And, you know, remain alive. Stay alive. That's why. Staying alive.
Yeah, it's in my head now. Thanks.
You're welcome. We'll see you all back here in April, because next week is really April. We'll feel like we moved.
Wow.
Like we moved a little bit. The needle has gone a little further, and we're more down the rabbit hole than ever on Coffee House. Forculture.com, JuicedTalk.com, and of course, subscribe on Spotify and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us. It's easy. Just find us.
Yeah, we're entertaining.
We're here for your entertainment. We are. And we're live on Instagram every now and then, so definitely follow us. We're keeping you entertained in this hard time.
Gotta do something.
Stay well. And remember, change is always painful, but it's worth it.
Merry Christmas.
Good day. And happy New Year.
For more shows by the artist Ian Dan Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicedtalk.com. That's JUICED talk.com. This is For Culture Radio. ForCulture.com.